The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here for the Fox World Travel Show. How was the ascent?
Wow.
Welcome back.
Wow. First of all, thank you, Colleen, for filling in for me, because then I wouldn't have opportunities like the one that I was presented with by my good friend Daniel from Celebrity Cruise Lines, who said, Rose, you've got to get on one of these new Edge category ships. And there are going to be five ships in the Edge series, and this is the fourth one.
Edge? What makes it the Edge series?
It's a little edgy, let's put it that way. It's true transparency. For those of you who have listened to me for 10 plus years, you know that I'm not cruising for cruising's sake.
Right.
You know, we've talked about that on the air. Is it about the cruise line itself, or is it about the itinerary? And for me, it's always been about the itinerary. And if cruising is necessary, then I am going to choose based on my preference of a cruise line.
Right.
Some people love cruising, and I met many of them this weekend. many of them. So what do you do on a naming inaugural sail?
You show me the bulletin. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance that goes into it.
It's pomp and circumstance and well-deserved. So what's very, very cool about this ship, one of the many things that is cool about the ship, is they have co-captains. So two very good-looking brothers from Greece who are the co-captains of the ship. So that's always a big deal when they name the captain. You may have heard of Captain Kate from Celebrity.
Okay.
She's got a big social media presence. She's the one of the only female captains on the high seas, and she is the captain of the Celebrity Beyond, which is also in this ship category. Okay. So then they got really clever, that marketing team at Celebrity, and they came up with two godmothers who are sisters. So if I say to you or the listening audience, Captain Sandy, do you know who I'm talking about?
I do not, but David Nason did.
David Nason did. So Captain Sandy is from Below Deck, Bravo's reality show. So if you have the wherewithal to watch that, it's kind of fun. She is the captain of a private yacht.
Okay.
And they take guests on, very, very high-end guests for a week. And there are crew members that report to her, as well as chefs and stewards and people who do the activities for them. And there's a lot of fun and frivolity and copious amounts of drinking. So anyway, that is fun. But she was the co-godmother with her sister, who founded and is the executive director of a nonprofit school for kids with autism.
So what does that mean to be the godmother? Just kind of a public figure?
Yeah, it's a figure. Okay. It's a honor.
Gotcha.
I got to be a part of the thing that you've always seen on TV, where they crash that great big gigantic magnum of champagne against the hull of the ship. And I got to see that. And that is very cool. And that was all fun. And I enjoyed every minute of it. But I've got to tell you, if that was all there was to this ship, I wouldn't even need to talk anymore about it. This ship is phenomenal. For those of you who are looking for an elevated experience, to maybe not have... So Celebrity is the sister ship, a sister company of Royal Caribbean.
Okay.
Royal Caribbean is a wonderful cruise line. Wonderful. It caters to families.
Right.
So, and they're very, very, some of their ships now are over 6,000 passengers, ginormous.
Which is nuts.
And they've got flow riders, and they've got rock climbing walls, and they've got go-karts, and they've got pickleball, and they've got, sometimes they've got bowling, and sometimes they've got, I mean, just putting greens or mini golf, and all of this to entice multi-generational families.
Sure.
And they're phenomenal, do not get me wrong. This is a much more subdued, relaxed, grown-up type experience. Okay. Maximum, when they're double capacity, 3,200 guests. That's doable.
Right.
Crew, 1,400 from 60 countries.
Wow.
That's what I love about these kind of experiences. I would call it interviewing or interrogating these people. Where are you from? Are you married? Do you have kids? Does this make your life better for your family by doing this? You know, these are 3 to 6 month or more contracts that these crew members sign. Unbelievable dining options. So sometimes you're on these ships and there's these monstrosities of dining rooms and you just, you think I'm just kind of, you're still getting service. You're still not going through a buffet. This is a dining room where you sit down, although this does have a buffet as well. But I should mention one of the most unique layout buffets I've ever seen in my life.
And you've seen quite a few.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few. But the dining experience was absolutely outstanding. There are very, very few inside cabins on this ship because they know people who are going to be looking for this kind of experience don't want to be in an inside cabin with no window. Right. There are not that many outside cabins either. There's mostly balcony cabins on this ship because they want they know people who are looking for the ship experience are looking for those balcony cabins. 32 food and beverage experiences, one of which was called Craft Social Bar. I spent a little time in that one. You feel like you are in Kentucky. It's a bourbon bar.
Nice.
It's a craft. Oh, you do love bourbon, don't you?
I do love bourbon.
And so you can get small bites there. So if you don't even really feel like leaving and getting food, you can order food there. Any craft cocktail. I felt a little guilty ordering a glass of wine in this very, very amazing bar where these bartenders were very happy to show off their skills of concocting these amazing craft cocktails. In the center of the ship is this three-story grand plaza, and that's kind of where all the activity is. There's a martini bar, and these bartenders do the tricks and
throwing the bottles in the air and
pouring 21 martinis at once and things like that, and that is also amazing. But there are so many quiet nooks and crannies all over this ship. The Retreat, Eden, just places that you can go and be alone if you don't want any activity at all. Of course, there is a pickleball court. It's not a court per se. They do set it up on what is the rooftop, and that was amazing. 14 cafes, bars, and lounges, 8 specialty restaurants, 4 main dining rooms. It just 2 very exclusive restaurants that require reservations and an upcharge, but it just unbelievable. I cannot tell you. If I were to just cruise for cruising's sake, I would pick this ship. I would pick this ship. Interestingly enough, so this is 2 days. You fly into Fort Lauderdale, you get on the ship, you bob around off the coast of Florida for a day, and you come back and you get off the ship.
They really just want you to see the ship and all the amenities.
Precisely. But I met a number of people that were going to continue on and stay for the first official sailing.
Okay.
And again, these are travel industry people who are either selling travel or they're publicists or media people who are writing about it. And I said to the two of them that were staying on, what are your ports of call? And they said, oh, I don't know. So, you know, it was St. Thomas and the Bahamas or something. And some of the places that you typically think of when you think of Caribbean cruising, but they didn't even care. They were just going to spend a whole week on this ship.
Well, it sounds like you could spend a whole week on the ship and not hit everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was phenomenal. People that did gamble said the casino was fantastic. The entertainment that we saw, now certainly we only saw 2 of the shows that they're going to be offering, but both outstanding. Absolutely outstanding.
So this is a 4th of 5 in the series of the Edge ships.
Correct.
Called The Ascent.
Yep.
And Fox World Travel can help book people onto these ships.
We would encourage you. Yeah. And this is my second message. And then let me know if we have to take a break. Let's talk about why you would work with a travel professional to make this kind of decision.
We'll do that when we come back. It is the Fox World Travel Show, 855-616-1620 if you want to call or text. Thanks for listening to WTMJ this morning.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Isaac in the producer's booth, Come Sail Away. Perfect transition after talking about The Ascent. And we were talking about the fact that this ship is 4 out of five in the series that they're putting out in the Edge series. And I asked if you guys book people on there. And you said, yes, you do. And here's why we would want to do that.
Yes,
why would we go through Fox
World
Travel?
This is what I discovered as I was with a lot of travel professionals, that some of these people are full-time travel professionals, and that is why we call ourselves now travel advisors, not travel agents, because it's not, when you think of somebody that's an agent, you think of one thing, commission.
Right.
Right.
Show me the money.
Show me.
Jerry.
Yeah. We want to counsel with you. We want to make sure you have chosen the right thing. And sometimes advertising does what it was intended to do. It sucks you in and gets you excited about something that maybe did not meet your needs or wouldn't meet your needs if that is in fact what was going to happen. So I can only tell you that work with a full-time travel professional. Work with somebody who can say, what are you hoping to get out of this cruise? Is it the itinerary or is it the ship experience? Or can we combine both? This ship, this beautiful Ascent, will be doing the Mediterranean in the opposite season. So when it does the Caribbean, that's winter. Okay. So December, January, February, March, and very into April, they're doing the Caribbean. And then they move that ship into the Mediterranean and do the Mediterranean all of summer, spring, summer, and into fall, and then move it back for the winter season. So there are great opportunities for you to find a perfect itinerary on this most perfect ship. The ship is breathtaking, brand new. There's nothing like a new ship smell. You love getting on a new ship and knowing, you know, I'm one of the very first people that's going to be on this fabulous ship. So the next ship that's in their series is Excel. So it's Edge, Apex, Beyond, Ascent, and Excel.
Okay. And you guys can help out with that. FoxWorldTravel.com is the website. You go there and fill out the contact us form and get involved that way. And easy enough. Somebody will get back to you. My Uncle Jeff is doing, when they take it from here over to the Mediterranean, you can cruise that whole way on the Ascent. And my uncle's doing that. He asked on the text line here, what do you think of the infinite balcony?
They're amazing. That you've heard about an infinite pool. You've been at all-inclusive resorts where you have this infinite pool and it feels like you're about to fall over the edge. You have that same exact feeling in these infinite balconies. You feel like you're enclosed in your own cabin, but you feel like you are almost on the water.
So it's just like a huge window?
It's like a huge window, that has a motorized toggle that can take you up and take the window up and down.
Okay.
And it's just, I cannot tell you, there are so many categories of, again, this is why you work with a travel professional, so many categories on this ship. How would you know which cabin category was right for you as well? And I met a number of people that already were telling me, I've got the perfect family for this ship. This is an older family with young adult children, and they're going to absolutely love this. That's why I'm here. I'm investigating this ship on their behalf. Every bartender, and again, people are going to say, Rose, they're going to be on their best behavior because they know that you're on their inaugural sailing. But every bartender, every server, my cabin steward, anybody, everybody, even the people you have to do the muster drill with. Remember old muster drills? You have to used to have to put the life jacket on and go up to your muster station. You don't even do that anymore. You literally just walk up to a person at the station so that in the case of an emergency, you would know where to go on the ship. That's really what that's for. But even those people were pleasant. I mean, absolutely everything about this, I would say 5555 all the way down the list.
Rose Gray giving her thumbs up. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. Steve from Hartford's on the line. We'll get to him when we come back. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Feliz
Navidad. Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Happy Christmas. Wait, no. Frosty says happy birthday when he comes alive in that little special. And
there you go.
Figures out Christmas is coming. Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. Rose Gray back from her travels on the Ascent, which sounds amazing. I'm going to have to check that out. Let's go to Steve. He's been on the line in Hartford. Thanks for listening. What's your question?
Thank you. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning.
Me and my me and my wife are taking my daughter up to Banff. Just wondering, you know, what's a good area to stay in? No, we don't want to spend a lot of money on lodging, but we want to, you know, stay in an area that's close to the park.
Okay. Well, it's tough to not spend a lot of money on lodging in Banff because it's a very expensive area. When you tell people you're going to Banff, the first question they're going to ask is, oh, are you staying at the Fairmont? The Fairmont is probably the most well-known 4.5-star hotel in Banff. It is mind-blowing. And if you don't stay there, I recommend that you at least go see the Fairmont because it is quite remarkable. There are a number...
We're planning a few nights there.
Okay. There are a couple of other resorts in that area. The Banff Boutique Inn is affordable, and we've had good reviews on that one. It's a 3-star. So, I mean, you know, be prepared for that. Another mountain resort that some of our colleagues have shared with us is a place called Stone Ridge Mountain Resort. And that is listed as a 4-star. I would be questioning that a little bit. I would say probably more like a 3.5-star, but it gives you the lodge feeling. Whereas the Banff Boutique Inn gives you a little bit more of a motel type feeling. Moose Hotel and Suites is also kind of a one of those. And then in between those, so we've got Fairmont at the absolute top of the list. And then we've got the ones I just mentioned kind of at the affordable end of the list. There is a place called Rimrock Resort that is also pretty spectacular and not as expensive as the Fairmont.
Excellent, excellent. Is that Banff Park going to be similar to Glacier?
I think you'll see some very big differences. The mountains themselves are quite different and more up close and personal when you're there. So I think you'll have a different experience at that that national park.
A week is plenty of time.
Oh, definitely. Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Rose.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your day.
Thanks,
Steve. Happy holidays. Here's a simple one on the text line. How does Fox World make money?
Well, we mentioned the word commission, and we do make commission from our vendors. I mean, they pay us to do this. Now, it is no secret that Fox World Travel also does have a service fee for certain things that we do. And I'm not ashamed to say that because I used to be one of those old veterans that had a hard time announcing that because we used to brag about travel agents do it for free. Airlines paid us commissions and tour operators and cruise lines paid us bigger commissions and they don't anymore. That was a cost savings that they did. So when people say, well, I'm going to do it on my own, I don't want to pay your fee, I always tell them, do you pay your attorney a fee? Do you pay the people that prepare your taxes a fee?
Your mechanic?
Any of those people. I mean, there is a fee involved for our expertise, and we're not ashamed about that. And it's a nominal fee. I mean, if you ask us something like crazy, like could you put together a 4-country, 21-day, you know, complicated thing, you know, there may be a little bit more involved than that, but typically it's just a booking management, a reservation management type fee because we're taking care of that for you. And so yes, it's true, the vendors and the that I'm referring to, cruise lines and tour operators and those kinds of things, do pay a commission, and that is what people who do this on a hobby basis or a part-time basis rely on for their income, strictly that commission.
Sure.
And we're really more about, we want you to come back. We want you to have the best possible experience. I'm already selling Dayton on the celebrity ascent for his next cruise experience.
Yes, you are. All right. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. It is a Fox World Travel show. We have another half hour to go, but now we take a break and go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Christmas is getting close, isn't it?
You wouldn't know it by the pouring down rain I walked through to get to the building today.
Give the gift of travel with a gift card to Fox World Travel. That's the way to go.
That is the way to go. And we ran that commercial for a long time, and we've stopped now because we're going to do a Disney commercial. But I am still going to get on my soapbox and tell everybody, if you're going to give somebody the gift of travel other than an item, a travel bag, a travel adapter, a travel AirPod adapter are those guys. If you're going to give somebody the real gift of travel, a gift certificate is the way to do it. And check that it's a legitimate source and check what the expiration date is.
Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Let's go to Jason in Door County. Good morning. Thanks for listening. What's your question?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Rose. We are a longtime cruising family and just looking for some advice, recommendations, and always did the spring breaks in the Caribbean. We've pretty much covered every island in the Caribbean. So you had mentioned grown children. That's our profile right now. So I decided to branch off a little bit and taking advantage of the weather, and we've always, you know, with a family of 5-6, I've had to be kind of smart about it. So we're going to do the popular Mediterranean out of Barcelona at the first week of the new year. Going to go into Barcelona for a day ahead of time. Any recommendation? This is that Barcelona, Marseille, and then Naples and Portofino.
Okay, perfect.
Any recommendations? We've been told to take the double-decker bus in Barcelona. We've got a day, not too much time, but the ship leaves at 6, so we've got about a day and a half there. Any advice for us?
Barcelona is an amazing place. You've done some research, so you maybe know about Las Ramblas, which is this main street in Barcelona. I could literally sit on that street and have a couple of glasses of wine and a plate of tapas or sangria and watch people for 2 hours and be absolutely delighted. There are some international markets there, some great shopping opportunities for you there. So that is kind of where you want to be centralized, if you can do that. That's kind of the area that you want to hang out in. You will, when you go to Barcelona, you also will have an opportunity to see La Sagrada Familia, the Basilica by Gaudi. Go see it.
Yes.
Go see it. Absolutely.
That's a must, I was told.
Yep.
That's a must.
Yep.
Right.
Go see that. And by that time, your time will be up and you'll say, oh my gosh, let's come back to this city and stay longer next time.
Weather, Rose, we're, you know, obviously not beach weather.
Yep.
Is it going to be 40s, 50s kind of thing if we're lucky?
Yep, that's about what you can hope for. So you're going to be in hoodies and you're going to be in sweaters, but it's certainly not going to be 28 degrees and blustery winds, I promise you that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
and are
okay.
You
go ahead.
Are you seafood eaters?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, the seafood in Barcelona is the freshest ever. So Barcelona, known for the Las Ramblas, a couple of glasses of sangria, some tapas, Las Ramblas, and go see the cathedral.
Do we even get on the boat, Rose?
Yeah.
I mean, do we just forget the boat and stay in Barcelona?
Like I said, I think what's going to happen is you're going to fall in love with Barcelona and you're going to say, let's do Spain next time. Let's do Madrid and more Barcelona. You'll love it. But what a great trip. I can't call in and let us know how it was. What ship are you going to be on?
We're going to do the MSC Fantasia. So I've had to be smart about it. So, you know, inside cabin, you know, $2,800 for 6 people.
Wow.
So, I mean, you can't beat that.
Right.
And that's everything. So
awesome.
I know it's not a newer ship, but are you familiar with that ship?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we don't sell a ton of MSC, but we know of them and we know the family they belong to. So, yeah, call in when you get back. We'd love to hear about your experience. That sounds awesome.
Will do. Thanks, Rose.
Thanks, Jason. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. I've read a lot of cruise ports around the world. They're beginning to limit the number of ships due to people congestion. Some cruise lines have been forced to make last minute port call changes due to this. Monster ship's going to make it worse. I guess let's talk about that. So you come into port and sometimes you're getting from one ship onto another ship to get onto the shore.
Okay, and that's when you're river cruising.
Okay.
Okay, what this texter is referring to is in 2021, and again, anything can be blamed on COVID when we say 2021, there were some bad bottlenecks at some of the ports. Bad on the West Coast, very bad. So when you had San Francisco and LA and some of those other ones, that was really bad. Then also, we did have some in Savannah, We did have some in Galveston. So these are smaller ports. When we are talking about Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale or the Port of Miami, or we're talking about these, this is their livelihood. I mean, they literally employ a million people at these places. We didn't see as much congestion. The congestion is almost completely subsided in 2023. And so I don't think you're going to see that as bad. It's all about strategy. It's all about making sure that we have, the cruise lines have very diligently worked with these ports, and they didn't overbook, for a simplistic way of saying it.
Right.
And so that's what's happening. If you book with a very reputable cruise line, they're always going to have first right of berth anyway. So they're going to get those in right away. The monster ships, yeah. I mean, I would think if you've ever been in the presence of one of those monster ships, they're overwhelmingly huge.
It's a city, right? Yeah. 6,000 people coming into a port.
Yeah, I almost think they're going to topple over because there's so many decks. They're so high. Yeah. You can't believe that is happening. And sometimes you don't want to be in a port when there's that many people. And so what they're doing is they're staggering these now. And so they're very, very, again, strategic about how they're getting these in here. And I'm not going to lie. When you are in a busy port during the seasonality of that port, if you're going to be in St. Thomas, January or February or March, there's going to be a lot of people.
Right.
If you're going to be in a popular port based on seasonality, it's going to be very, very busy. But then you have to be strategic yourself. How do I get off the ship? Do I do it the minute we arrive along with all the other people that think it's imperative that they get off the ship right now? Or do I chill and wait and maybe make my shore excursions later in the day? Or maybe I look at an itinerary very closely and find out how much time do I have in a particular port? Is that enough time if I have to be one of the throngs of people getting off? So all in all, it's just one of those kind of things where it was a mess. It was partly because of staffing. It was partly because people were not being strategic about how they were scheduling these. And we have seen unbelievable relief in the congestion for 2023. So I think it's going to be better. I have no concern.
By the way, this show is so much more fun in 2023 than it was in 2020.
I can't even tell you. You would walk in here, Dayton, and he and I would look at each other like, oh, what are we going to talk about today?
What's closed now?
Yeah.
So. No, much better. Not much better. All right. It is a Fox World Travel Show. We appreciate you participating. 855-616-1620 is how you get in touch. It's WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:47. Don't forget, you can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Also at WTMJ.com, FoxWorldTravel.com. We're everywhere, Rose.
We're everywhere. We try everywhere. To be all things to all people. Sometimes it's not good, but we try to be all things to all people.
The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Let's talk about gift giving. Somebody asked here, what are your favorite packing cubes?
So my favorite packing cubes are the very first packing cubes I ever got, and they're from eBags. eBags.
Kind of like eBay, but eBags.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they are the best. I got them as a gift. I fell in love with them. I cheaped out and bought some people cheaper ones, regretted it. And now those same people, hope they're not listening, are getting the upgraded versions that I love so much.
The benefit of them?
It's just a matter of coordination and organization. And you have traveled with your kids enough that I know this has happened to you. You have gone into their room and you have seen the exploded suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
And you just go, how can you live like this? How can you be in a resort room for a week and live like this? I can't.
No.
I must be very organized. So
I'm the guy that instantly takes out stuff, puts it on hangers, puts it in
things. Of course you are.
Like, I can't live out of a suitcase. It's very hard to do.
I don't like that either. So that is why
That's a good gift. Yep. eBags, if you're looking for a traveler, somebody goes out a lot that they want to pack a little differently. What other good items are out there for people?
So also, I want to tell everybody, I flew Allegiant and I survived. Remember, we were going to talk about that. They do not have in-seat entertainment systems. So this next gift only works if there is in-seat entertainment, but most major carriers have that. And it's from 12 South, and they're called, I forgot what they're called, but they're so you can adapt your AirPods to the sound system of the in-flight entertainment.
Okay.
Because otherwise you have to have a cord that you attach, and either you wait for the flight attendant to come around and give it to you, or you're smart and you have some from previous flights, or if you've got the right end, the right adapter, the skinny one, not the flat one. We all know there's all kinds of different ones now. You can use your own, right? But it you still have that cord. So if you happen to be sitting on the aisle and the window or the middle person needs to get up and leave, you must detach your cord, get up, and let them out. Now, this way, you've got your AirPods in. You just stand up.
So it's a wireless transmitter from the seat to your
yes,
earbuds.
Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah. I wasn't saying that very well, but exactly what Dayton just said. And 12 South is who sells them. And they actually have one that's a dual.
Oh, so that two people.
So that's kind of cool, too. Now, I'm not exactly sure. You'd have to leaning over and look at their screen. No, I don't think so. I think both of them work. But in any event, that's a very, very cool gift that I feel would be helpful for people who are flying on major carriers that offer in-seat entertainment. Now, Allegiant, not a bad experience. Not horrible. I paid for the exit row. I paid for a checked bag. With my paid exit row, I did get priority check-in and priority boarding. They give you absolutely nothing with regard to refreshments. I'm
at
telling
all.
You,
not even a bag of nuts.
Not a glass of water. Not a Coke. Nothing. So be prepared for that. That's okay. It's cashless, but almost all airlines are cashless now, so that's nothing new. They got smart. I like this. So you can buy small bottles of wine or small bottles of liquor.
Sure.
You might have done that on a flight sometime, Dayton.
Never.
Well, the bottles of wine are one bottle. They got smart and they got a premium winery to sell half bottles. A half bottle is about 2.5 glasses of wine. That got me through. That's all I needed. I was in luck. So the flight down was a Thursday. It wasn't bad as far as crowding was concerned. If you've never flown out of the Appleton Airport, oh my gosh.
So easy.
It is. But you know what? Those of us who fly all over the place, Mitchell's pretty nice too. I really do love Mitchell. I do. So that's great. Way back is a Sunday. Now, cruises typically come back to port in Fort Lauderdale and Miami on Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
Okay. It was chaos. And the ship dropped us all off. They wanted us off that ship so they could turn it around for the real guests that are coming on. They dropped me at the airport at 8:15 for my 2 o'clock flight. And Allegiant was not having that. They were not checking me in.
Right.
So I had to hang out. And then, you know, you can't go through TSA and get to where the restaurants are. You're just in the population. So they got smart and in the baggage claim area, there were a couple of food places that you could sit and cool your heels, but it was 88 degrees, so I just sat outside on a bench.
Nice.
It was lovely. So it was very, very crowded on the return. It is exactly what I expected. It is a low cost carrier, and everything about it was.
But it got you there and back.
And in an expeditious and timely way, the flight attendants were lovely, and would I do it again? If it was the only nonstop, sure.
Sure. All right, there you go. We have just a couple minutes left when we get back. If you have any questions, 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show. It's on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, Isaac.
Oh, my gosh.
This is going to make you cry. It is going to make you cry. So we are heading into the final week of Jeff Wagner being on the station, correct?
Yeah, and I won't have an opportunity again to say how blessed we were at Fox World Travel to have worked with Jeff. As many of you know, he did a lot of come-alongs with us, and they were always outstanding. And he is the first to tell you that Fran makes the fun.
His wife.
She was she was outstanding as well. So for those of you who have traveled with Jeff before, I know you are going to miss him. We are going to miss him. I don't know if you knew this, Dayton. He actually did the Fox World Travel Show many, 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 many years ago for a very short time.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, for sure. So for those of you who loved traveling with Jeff, stay tuned. We've got some things on the horizon because somebody's got to fill those shoes. I don't know how well they'll do it right off the bat, but with our help at Fox World Travel, we will help those on-air personalities who want to do come-alongs, and please stay tuned. We've got some fun things happening. But with that, it has been my pleasure to have traveled with Jeff and his lovely wife, Fran, several times, and they were memorable trips, something I will never, ever, ever forget. And it is not goodbye. It is see you later, Jeff, because I do believe our paths will cross again.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, Jeff Wagner's run on TMJ is coming to a close. And who would have thunk it?
You don't want to miss it. You absolutely don't want to miss it. So if you're a avid listener or a casual listener, his last day is the 15th. So that's Friday. So it should be fun. I think it's going to be a fun week of memories, and I'm looking forward to it.
There are a couple trips still going on right now that we could direct people to in the last 40 seconds here.
Oh, yeah. So how you find Fox World Travel is our website, foxworldtravel.com, 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday. Find a travel advisor. We'll hone in on who's the expert. Fox Group Vacations will get you where you need to go. We had an incident. Did you read about the 7 to 12 inches in Munich?
Yeah.
Okay, we had a group that was supposed to go to Munich, and they overnighted in Amsterdam, and just like nothing happened, they overnighted in Amsterdam. That's why you use Fox World Travel and a very, very good advisor. So destination weddings are there. So lots more coming up for the next couple of weeks. I will be here through the end of the year. You will be here through the end of the year. So stay tuned.
All right. Good show coming up. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.